Bhava means becoming, B-H-A-V-A. Chakra, C-H-A-K-R-A, means wheel. The wheel of becoming, the wheel of birth and death. And it has six divisions. It has the top people and the bottom people. The top people are called Deva, D-E-V-A. The bottom people are called Naraka, N-A-R-A-K-A. Devas are angels, and they are the people who are the supreme spiritual successors. The Naraka are tormented in purgatory, and they are the supreme spiritual failures. They are the poles, the happiest people and the saddest people. Then in between there comes the world of the Pretas, next to the Naraka, next to the purgatory. The Pretas are the frustrated spirits who have tiny mouths and enormous bellies, huge appetites, but very, very limited means of satisfying it. Then next, they come between the Narakas and the Devas at the top. Next up from the Pretas are the human beings. And they are supposed to hold a middle position in the six worlds. Then you go up from the human beings to the Devas, and then you start coming down again. The next world is called the Asura, and those are the wrathful spirits, the personifications of storm and all the anger and violence of nature. Next down is animals, coming between the Asura and the purgatories again. Now all these needn't be taken literally. They are different modalities of the human mind. We are in the Naraka world when we are frustrated and in torment. When we are merely chronically frustrated, we are in the Preta world. When we are in a state of equanimity, even-mindedness, we are in the human world. When we are deliriously happy, we are in the Deva world. When we are furious, we are in the Asura world. And when we are dumb, we are in the animal world. So these are all modalities. And it would be said now, this is terribly important to understand Buddhism. Because the better you get, the more you go up to the Deva world. The worse you get, the more you go down to the Naraka world. But everything that goes up has to come down. So you can't improve yourself indefinitely. If you improve yourself beyond a certain limit, you simply start to get worse. Like when you make a knife too sharp, it begins to wear away. So the Buddhahood, or liberation, enlightenment, is on no place on the wheel. Unless it might be the center. By ascending, by becoming better, you tie yourself to the wheel by gold chains. By retrogressing and becoming worse, you tie yourself to the wheel with iron chains. But the Buddha